This is TWiT.
Home Depot stores may be the source of a new batch of stolen credit and debit cards that went on sale this morning in what's known as a cybercrime underground. This is according to multiple banks that say they're seeing evidence to support that. Home Depot says it's working with banks and law enforcement agencies to investigate reports of suspicious activity. It's not clear how many stores are impacted, but the breach could extend across the 2,200 Home Depot stores across the United States, plus 287 stores outside the U.S., including Canada, Guam, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Several banks contacted by KrebsOnSecurity.com say that they believe the breach may extend back to late April or early May of this year. Another day, another setback for a disruptive ride-hailing service, Uber. A court in Frankfurt has banned Uber's most popular service from operating in the country until a hearing later this year on whether it competes with local taxis unfairly. Uber allows people to use their smartphones to book rides with freelance drivers. And the company says it will continue operating in Germany and will also appeal the court's decision. But that could mean fines in Germany of up to 250,000 euros or even its local employees going to jail for up to 6 months if the company violates the temporary injunction, which was made last week and became public today. The ban comes out of the company's Uber Pop product that connects drivers with potential customers. Uber's premium product, which is Uber Black, which uses luxury sedans and chauffeurs, is not actually affected by the court's decision. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service, also known as the IRS, also known as Party Central, is arguing that free meals at companies like the ones offered at Google or Twitter, really any startup that gives free food to its employees, Twit is one of them, is a taxable fringe benefit, which is not unlike the personal use of a company car or the value of employer-paid life insurance coverage above the IRS threshold of $50,000. The IRS is focusing new attention in recent months during routine audits of some companies, say tax lawyers speaking to the Wall Street Journal. Specifically, when employers haven't been withholding taxes related to the meals, the IRS would like to tax that amount up to 30% of the meal's fair market value. Last week, the IRS and the U.S. Treasury Department included taxation of employer-provided meals in their annual list of top tax priorities for the fiscal year ending next June. The agency said they intend to issue new guidance on the matter, but gave no specifics about timing. Google may be renowned for its extremely attractive cafeteria food. I ate there once. It was pretty good. But sometimes the company needs a little rebranding. This time, it's renamed its enterprise business product, something that's a lot catchier, Google for Work. Yeah, let's take out that enterprise word altogether. Google for Work President Amit Singh says it's more than just a name change, but a beginning of a change in, quote, how we launch products and communicate new features. Going forward, all products under the Google for Work umbrella, such as Drive or Maps or Hangouts, will also have that Google for Work moniker added to the end of their name. All right, finally, how would you like a little, let's say a love note sent to an asteroid called Bennu? I'm not even kidding. NASA is asking the public to submit messages and images shared via social media for a time capsule that it will launch in 2016 alongside a scientific mission to that asteroid called Bennu. The capsule is scheduled to reach Bennu in 2019 and then return to Earth in 2023 with a sample of the asteroid, which is 1,760 feet wide. It's kind of a big asteroid. You have to choose your message carefully, though, because NASA will only select 50 tweets and 50 images from the submissions that it receives between September 2nd and September 30th. The entries should be space-themed, focusing on solar system exploration in 2014 and predictions for 2023. If you want to participate, you can use the hashtag asteroidmission on Twitter or Instagram to submit an idea and hold the nude selfies.